Hello, hello, hello. My name is Jarrell Felix.
My name is Federico Camargo Alighiera.
And this is Evolve Humanity. You know, me, Federico, and a couple members of our team, we have been helping to advance humanity on a more physical scale, enhancing the systems that we use, and really just trying to improve the way we live in terms of how we actually go about managing our systems and using them and utilizing them in our day-to-day lives, from defense, search and rescue, etc. But we realize that in order to truly help humanity out, we can't just target the physical side. We also have to improve the way we conduct ourselves mentally, spiritually, and throughout the world. And so that is what Evolve Humanity, this new podcast, is about.
The main points within the world we got today is it's constantly evolving. It's not stagnated. It's dynamic by nature. If you want to be able to live just one day at a time, you can do that, but you have to be able to think 10 years ahead at the same time. With the world being always in motion, with noise being talked about from left to right, not being able to trust what we're trying to believe in, we have to take a step back, look at what we're actually trying to value, what we're actually trying to do with our times, with every single minute we're alive. The goal of this podcast, more than anything else, is just for you to just look at others that are trying to find their way, you're putting in that for every single day to see what they're going to do. And through every single chance you see, every word we speak, every moment you see us, being able to inspire yourself to take the one step you need to change your life forever. Direction no one else can do for you. So, to kick it off, what are we trying to talk to today, Jarrell?
Well, the first step that everyone should take is to be accountable for whatever situation that they're in. So accountability, I feel like, is the most important thing. So whatever situation you're in, you're a student, you're not a student, you're whatever part of life or stage in life you're in, you need to understand where you are and understand how you got there. And then understand that it was nobody's fault but yours. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's yours. And you need to understand that if you don't like that situation, then you should get angry at yourself and get angry at your situation and understand that you can be more, you can achieve more, and then go ahead and go strive for that. So accountability is the start of this first podcast. Any thoughts?
As you stated before, most people within today's age, it's been a reoccurring theme throughout history, but especially viewed today because we can see it in every part of society. People want to be able to point blame, to be able to say, I couldn't, I would have, I should have, when you are in control of your own actions. There's only so much you can say others could have done for you that you have to do for yourself. Especially with today's age and access to technology, look, you can go Google how to make a nuclear reactor online. If you really want to do something, you have all the resources in the world to do it. There are not limitations. The beautiful thing about living in this country specifically, and living in other like-minded countries, is that you are free to be able to create what you want, when you want, how you want to do it. All that's left is you to do it. So we're going to be exploring, what avenues have we taken? What avenues can you take? How could you develop yourself and find people around you to promote this type of thinking?
Facts, man. And I want to give an example for myself, like, in terms of just going out and going to, like, go get it. It's like, for me, I didn't grow up in the best environments. I didn't grow up to where, you know, we had engineers teaching me how to do all this engineering stuff, or scientists, or etc. I had gangbangers, drug dealers who were around me, bro. I'm dead serious. Like, my it's a crazy story. I'll never forget this. I don't talk to him anymore, but my dad, I remember this. Like, I remember him, like, toting those guns. I remember him going to jail for, like, selling drugs, things like that. Every single male role model in my family has either been to jail, has died to some type of freak accident, etc., etc. But the thing about it is, I knew where I didn't want to go, right? And I knew that I had certain gifts and certain abilities, like my intellect. I'm pretty good at science and reading different things. And I was like, maybe I should lean into that because I know I don't want to lean to the other side. And so a couple of years later, I'm, you know, reading everything. I'm really just trying to immerse myself into science, into engineering, because honestly, I had nothing else to do, right? I didn't see anything else. You know, I played sports and all, but it was like, it wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to have a different route. And I mean, if people can like take that kind of initiative and understand where they don't want to be, like we talked about it before off this podcast, having a heaven and a hell. Like most people think like you should only aspire to reach a certain point. But I also think in terms of accountability, you should strive to not reach another point. And that will like help motivate you in order to continue to reach that goal. Because honestly, bro, without hell, people wouldn't try to go to heaven, bro. And it's like without the promise of a consequence for being inactive, you aren't gonna really strive for the consequence of being active, which is heaven. So I feel like everyone should like try to aspire to have a heaven and a hell and understand what they don't want to be.
Powerful words, because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is going to happen, and it's your choice what path you want to take in it. Like one of the biggest things that I've been having to struggle with for the past years, I just turned 20, you know, happy birthday me, you know.
Hey man, you old.
Yeah, I'm on status now, but it's like looking back at my past, seeing I've been given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, and I'm an immigrant. I came here fresh from my nation, Colombia, and my father, I saw him and I saw my parents just grind to see where they got today, and recognizing that work ethic, recognize, because they told me this all the time, they should be out there cleaning dishes, waiting tables, doing what first generation does, but they strive themselves. My father got a master's at the University of Central Florida, pushing himself, pushing a family of four, and he was able to do this, and it'd be both an insurmountable disrespect on his part and all others like him to be given a blessed opportunity to be able to be in a place that you can develop on your own and not put that same level of effort, the same level of wanting to break past what you've been defined for yourself. Because at the university, I've been given the opportunity to be able to get world-class education, be able to just learn what I have to learn and just get a simple job, be content with that. But what would that actually help? What world would that actually push for people? So just as how Jarrell wants to go past from the limitations that he was born with, I want to look, what more can I offer to the world? See, what have I been stagnating myself and what can I contribute to be able to create a real cause within the world? And that's something that you also want to ask yourself. What am I current situation? Because you could be the son of a billionaire or you could be the child of 20 in the middle of nowhere. What is your current limitation? What has been defined for you? And is that the path you want to follow? Is that the path you want to take? If it is, just focus on that and stick to it. If not, look around you. Find what you truly want to do and make the world a better place for it.
Yeah. Speaking of like finding what you truly want to do, so many people think that, oh, I need to find something. Is this the recording? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gotta make sure we still get this stuff.
But like one thing that people have a problem with, they, in terms of like picking what they want to do, they think picking what they want to do means you don't like suffer every day. Like, you know the saying, like, pick what, do what you're passionate about, etc. But they don't know that in Greek, passion means to suffer. Like, that's literally one of the translations, like, for, like, what passion means in Greek. And it means to suffer. So many people think you're supposed to, if you love something, you're supposed to, like, love it every day, like it every day. But if you really love something, you're gonna do it even when you hate it. Like with HollerX, bro, there's a bunch of BS that happens every day, bro. And we got school too. We got
love is pain. Bro,
we got all this BS, bro. And you know, we gonna make it, but it's like, dang, bro, why am I doing this? And then it's like, oh, evolve. Yeah. And it's like, that's what passion is. Passion is having a reason to want to suffer for something. Mm-hmm. And like, bro, find what you want to suffer for, bro. Like, if you can find what you want to suffer for, you'll be fine. Like, one of the things there, I love looking at Greek philosophers, and there's something called the Enchiridion, and I was reading the Enchiridion, and towards the end, he's talking about being a philosopher and what it takes to be a philosopher, as well as what it takes to be an athlete. He used the example of an athlete, like a Greek gladiator, something like that. And he was using the example of if you are seeking to be a champion, right, in that field, you should first consider that you're going to be at the will of your coach, who's going to tell you to do a bunch of BS that you don't want to do, right? And then you have to understand that you have to keep a healthy diet. You can't eat candies. You're liable to lose. You're liable to have a broken arm, et cetera, et cetera. All this bad stuff. Nothing good. He didn't say anything good. He said all this bad stuff. And then he said, if you still want to do it after considering everything, then you should probably go ahead and try to be a champion. But if you have a problem or you want to compromise any of those, then you should not want to be a champion. And then he went on towards like talking about philosophy and saying, if you're not willing to have people hate you, et cetera, then you shouldn't be a philosopher. And it's the same thing for everything. Like, we shouldn't be engineers if we don't want to go through the long hours of drudgery.
Testing, yeah. Repetitive investigation.
But not even that. I'm talking about Alarex specifically. Of just like half of our engineering job is making sure that we can have money and networking coming in. And that's not even engineering related, bro. And it's like, bruh, what the hell? I gotta do this. But then it's like, it's what we signed up for. So understand what you're signing up for, and you can go far, man. Like, yeah, that's my spiel right there.
See, on a personal note, like, putting in the work has always been a struggle for me. It's really because...
Oh, it can't be a struggle no more. You with me. Nah. You can't be a struggle.
Just because you struggle with something don't mean you can't do what you have to do. That's what I want to say more than anything, because you'd be like, man, I don't feel like doing it. Some other day, I won't be lazy today. You all gonna feel it. We all human. You think we don't want to be in the couch right now? We want to be all there, spring break, but actually not as much party, but just be chilling at home watching a movie, maybe have a girlfriend. You don't got no girlfriend, but on some note, but
bro, 99 problems and not having a girlfriend anymore, bro.
But I mean, at the end of the day, we recognize the value of what we're doing, and again, it's sacrifice, it's work, it's necessary. But just as the comparison of the athlete going on, the level of commitment you have to put in day in, day out, just for the potential of a moment of joy, with this sense of the opportunity to acquire victory, that's what it's all about. More specifically him, I'm trying to train myself to say it, but we don't like to use the word if, because if is a mental block saying that there's a chance you'll lose. We won't lose. We win. Like that great quote from one of the movies in the past, I forget what it's called, but it's like, I don't lose, I win. That's what I do. We win. You gonna win too. That's the mentality you gotta have. I'll get one of these. I'll put it in the podcast once I get it. But yeah, maybe we'll do a movie marathon. Who knows? But we win, and that's what we gotta do. May come sacrifice, high wind, do things we never wanted to. Bro, I didn't even know half the stuff related to making a business, creating contracts, networking. I don't know none of that. I read books. But if you really want something, you find a way. Just like love. Love is pain. Love, you got to do what you got to do. We love this. We make it happen. It's as simple as that.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's true.
Love is crazy. Hey, bro.
Toxic, but true.
Love is crazy. Man, I don't even want to talk about love right now, man. Like, dang, bro.
Yeah.
I be trying to find me one out here, man. But it doesn't, I don't know.
You can't keep up with us. It's as simple as that.
Bro, it's not even that. It's just like, all the good ones are taken. But I digress. Shoot, man. I mean, yeah, man. In terms of, like, just... Crap, what were you just talking about?
I love sacrificing for it.
Oh, sacrifice. Yeah, man, I'm supposed to be home right now. You know, my mom already thinks I hate her. I love you, Mom. You know.
Check out the podcast and like and subscribe.
I love you, Mom. You're showing out here grinding. Everybody else on spring break, like, the school is empty. Like, UF is usually never empty.
If we could turn around the camera, you would see ain't nobody here.
Bro, school
for you.
The school is empty. We working, designing, and you know, it comes with sacrifice, you know. But it should be understood that you don't have to, like, sacrifice everything. Like, it depends on your goals and what goals you have, Like, one of the things that I do, like, going back to the athlete stuff, is, like, I look at my goals and I say, you know, okay, I want to achieve this. What's the plan? But most importantly, what do I have to give up to actually make it happen? And, like, understanding one thing about, like, goal setting and focusing on something is that half the time, like, people think they need to add more stuff, but it's more so you have to subtract more stuff, right? If we look at, like, the great scientists in the past, bro, it all happened, like, back in the day, right? If you think about, like, why those things even really happened, like, let's look at what they had. They didn't have any form of entertainment. They had like, what, theater, opera, or something like that. But that was, like, once every blue moon. But it's, like, they had nothing else to do. So if you give yourself nothing else to do, you can literally become an absolute freaking genius, bro.
I had no J. Cole.
Can I release the albums?
So sad.
J. Cole, bro. Yeah. Dang, man. I haven't listened to J. Cole in a minute. J. Cole.
He's overrated, honestly. I think he's one of the best. That's just me.
Honestly, when it comes to, like, artists, bro, mm-hmm. I don't really care about the person. I just care about the music. I've been listening to Caleb Gordon lately, bro. Yeah, bro, right, Caleb. Yeah. Bro, I've only been listening to Caleb, bro. Christ is king, bro. Christ is king. Remember that. Caleb Gordon, W guy. But
we love to have you on the podcast, bro. Come on, join us real quick.
Have Caleb Gordon on the podcast. Imagine we get that much traction today. Bro. I'll be happy but pissed at the same time. Like, where was that traction for LRX? All right, dang, bro.
Now, but at the same time, we'll be at the LRX office, bro. We have a whole studio there.
Facts, bro.
Yo, we'll see the come up. You won't see the come up.
Speaking of, we need investors, dog. Like, y'all see us at Emerge?
Oh, yeah, talk a little bit about Emerge.
Emerge. F it. Yeah, we're going to be at Miami Convention Center. March 28th. we're gonna be there from March 26th through the 28th, possibly the 25th. So if anybody's in Miami, man, we're gonna be there. We're not gonna be getting lit in terms of, like, how regular people get lit, but we're gonna be getting lit, though. You know what I mean?
We're gonna be at the high class table.
Yeah, we're gonna be balling, man.
Suit and tie.
We're gonna have that. Oh. We won't got our LRX merch on, but we're gonna have the LRX merch.
Next episode.
We need hats, bro.
Bro, hats cost like a whole $100 after.
Oh, shoot.
We need money, man. We need money so bad.
Nah, we got that 3K. We got that 3K coming in. It's fine. That
3K. That's gonna touch and disappear.
It's gonna sizzle. Bro, it's gonna hit the freaking go.
Come April.
Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah, man. So, shoot, man. So how's life been for you, man? Like, you know? Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is the most exciting I've had during university, because freshman year, I did a little bit of partying here and there, went a bit to do a little things, but honestly, nothing of meaning.
You degenerate.
You know, you got to fall before you rise, you know? No, you know how it is.
You degenerate.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, coming to sophomore year, I was like, bro, I want to do something of meaning. I tried to do research with a professor called Dr. Ifyu. Stuff happened, didn't turn out as I expected, but you know, then I was able to meet my now partner, well, soon to be partner enough, Jarrell Felix. Now we're working on something with meaning. It's like, it isn't as fast paced, it isn't as exciting on the traditional sense as it would be, but
bro, it's fast paced. What the hell are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, bro, but like, listen. There's a difference between going to an area activity and then being like in room typing on a computer to be able to set things up. Like, things are moving fast, but they're still slow at the same time, if you know what I mean.
We need money. I mean, money. Let's think about this, though. Let's think about the metrics here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, compared to the other startups that are software startups, and they have, like, a four-month type of delivery time, and they only made one thing, we gathered the team January 20th.
Yeah.
It's, like, March, what's today?
17th. Yeah.
It's March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, we created two different prototypes. And we're creating a third, and then we're getting up to getting ready to design a fourth that should be done by June.
Not only that, we also working on a side project along these prototypes too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's
the ones. Yeah, those are the ones.
Okay, I see what you mean.
So it's like we're doing all of these four different things with no money and no time.
Bro,
we're doing this with no money, no time. That's insane work.
And we still have to build up our influence too, because we're not reputable in the way we're like, oh yeah, we're Alarix. Accept us. No, we have to build what we have. Build a reputation too, so.
Yeah, bro. And it's just like, bro, we're there though, man. Like, we're getting it. Like, for a hardware startup, bro.
Genuinely.
We've
And it's not like we're trying to make some cookie cutters. No, we're building technology that doesn't exist. So, it's not developed. Let's call it not developed. Let's call it not developed.
That's better.
Legally contracting, it's not developed.
There's been, like, research. There's been, like, when I started this, like, starting, I took a year and a half researching everything, bro.
Mm.
And so there's systems that are developed in terms of what we're doing, but they're not, like, they're not where they need to be or where they could be.
Functional for commercialization.
Yeah, and I seen that, and I was like, oh, why are they not doing this, this, and this? Mm-hmm. And, I can say some of those things, but I don't want to. But but they don't do this one thing good. They don't do this one thing good, and that hinders how they do this. And I'm like, and I'm looking at all these different things, and I'm just like, bro,
that could be us.
Bro, they just fixed it. Like, this could do something. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Shoot, we're doing it with no money, bro. Like, when I was by myself, bro, I completed that prototype with a box of scraps and no money.
Check out the website. You'll see a picture of it. You'll know what we mean when we say it's a box of scraps.
Bro, a literal box of scraps. Strapped everything together. I was like, bet. And then, and it was pretty powerful, too. Like, that was a powerful little thing. A little thing, nah. A little thing. But, it was a pretty powerful thing. And then, gearing up. Towards the end of January, I had got like 7 new members, or 6 new members, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually kind of like 7, because one of them...
We've had a cycle with a few members, but we got people.
But, now we're here, bro. We made strides. We're going to be at eMERGE, bro.
Bro,
top 100 startups.
Even this right now, making a podcast while we have to prepare for a conference, like... If we can make it, we're going to do it. It's as simple as that.
Insane. I don't even know. Why are we doing this right now?
This is fun. This is what we have, find as fun. Other people do what they want. This is fun for us.
Oh, shoot.
You'll find it fun, bro.
Oh, shoot, man.
Yeah. So, I think that'll be able to call it for the first episode.
Yeah, bro. Wait, what's the time on that?
About 22 minutes.
Dang.
Yeah. That was quick, right?
Yeah.
We could go. Hey, we could talk for another hour if we really want to, but we got things to get done. But, hey, for the first episode, love you guys joining us. Go and find us. We'll be consistent with it. Probably once a week, maybe twice if we find the time for it, but yeah, it's gonna be exciting. We're gonna talk more about the mind, the spirit, community, building, starting, advice. If you want anything, check us out on our socials on Alarex, our individual channels on Drell Felix, Federico Camargo. Yeah, any tips, points, love to talk to you. Any investors out there? We need money. Join, please.
Up, bro. Yeah. Us up. Check out the websites, like you said. Mm-hmm. Hit us up, man. We're here. We're the smartest students at the University of Florida. not in terms of GPA, I can't lie. But we are taking a sacrifice to truly create something that matters. And we're the best people to do it. I'm a published researcher on things that are way too complicated for me to even like comprehend. But I'm a published researcher. I've I've built multiple different robotic systems. I got that resume, man. And we're truly capable. So if anybody out there wants to help a brother out, let me know.
All right, well, that'll be all for today. Again, Federico Camargo Alguera,
Jerome Felix,
love to have y'all. See you next time. Evolve humanity. Peace.